Hello, thank you for joining our podcast today. A quick editor's note before we get started. Since the time of this recording, the Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia have rebranded as Ignite Living. To find out more about them and their ministry, you can go to igniteliving.com. That's igniteliving.com.
Hello and welcome to the Georgia Baptist Foundation podcast. I'm Jonathan Gray, President and CEO of the Georgia Baptist Foundation, and we appreciate you taking time today to just join us and listen in. I have as my guest today Charlene Roper, and Charlene serves as the Vice President for the Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia. And Charlene, I think there's probably a lot of folks that are listening that may not even realize that the Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia is one of our Georgia Baptist affiliated ministries. And so as we kind of get started today, why don't you take just a moment and tell the audience just a little bit about Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia and who you are and what you do.
Sure, not a problem. Thank you. Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia is actually a ministry that is an agency of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, and we have been serving Georgians and other senior adults that have come to know Georgia Baptist and Georgia specifically as their new home. And we've been doing that for a little over 50 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've been very blessed throughout the years, and we now have two properties. One of them is located in the Hiawassee, Georgia area, and the other is in Palmetto, Georgia. And we serve a little over 200 to 300 residents, serving about 8,000 meals in a month, having revivals, giving opportunities for our senior adults to reconnect, rediscover, and find new purpose for their lives.
Yeah, that's great. Like I said, I know there's a lot of the folks listening that may not be familiar with your ministry, mm-hmm. and just a neat thing that's going on. Tell the folks where those two campuses are, just a little bit about each campus.
Sure. So Palmetto, Georgia is located really closer to the Atlanta area. It's a great spot because it's so close and convenient to Atlanta, but also the airport. The wonderful thing about Palmetto is that although you're close to the Atlanta area, you also have the wonderful scenery of woods and pastures and nature. And so that particular location is a full service location where we do provide not only housing for active adults, but we also have dining as well as fitness, maintenance, and housekeeping. And Hiawassee Park is more of a destination location, so it's actually nestled right across from Lake Chattoog. It's gorgeous. Right now is a perfect time to go visit because of the leaf change. But that is more fully independent. We only offer just the housing. What's unique about both locations is that in addition to that, we've worked really hard to make sure that we make these communities more like home and really give convenience where it's necessary with salons and spa and physical therapy and fitness classes, as well as lifestyle engagement.
That's great. And a lot of the folks listening may not realize that the Palmetto campus is actually right there on the property or close to the property of the children's home. So if some of you are listening and know where the Georgia Baptist Children's Home is in Palmetto, then you also know where the Baptist Retirement Communities community is there as well. Well, I know that you've worked for Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia for several years. Mm-hmm. Share with us just a little bit about how you began to be involved in senior ministry.
Sure. So it was unintentional and almost what I say is accidental, but of course the Lord's plans are never an accident, right? So I was raised by a wonderful woman, and she was the director of nursing for skilled nursing care for the majority of my childhood. And so during the summers and on the weekends, you would find little Charlene with a requirement for myself that I was allowed to wear roller skates, and I would volunteer every summer as a child and through my mid-years. And we spent a lot of time there, but what I loved about that is that unknowingly God was preparing me because I spent a lot of time with active adults and senior adults, but more importantly with adults that really had needs, and a lot of times in that scenario were very lonely. So I would exchange ice chips and water for great stories of their childhood, great antidotes and jokes, as well as their candy. So I really began to learn a lot more about the uniqueness of every individual aging adult, but also their purpose and their value. And it kind of translated into my adult life. And so later on, years later, I started serving with Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia as the executive director, and I'll be celebrating 12 years there at the end of this month.
Wow, that's great. You know, it's interesting, a lot of the folks, especially in our Baptist circles, we talk about, just the value of life. And there's a lot of conversation about the value of life on the front end of life. But a lot of times folks don't realize that if you have a high view of life, that carries you all the way through the grave. And I think as believers, it's important for us to have a high view for our seniors as well as for those that are in the womb. And so appreciate so much the ministry that you do. Well, I know that our time together, really you had some information to share, just trying to help folks as they have aging parents and trying to walk through some of the difficulties that come with that. Maybe you can just take a few minutes and kind of talk through some of the things that you've seen in your experience as, you know, middle-aged folks like myself try to deal with aging parents.
Sure. So even though my mom was the director of nursing and her entire career was in senior living, she didn't really share that information with me. And so when she was sick, I was fairly young. I was about 25 years old, and I was faced with really difficult decisions and not a lot of resources. So I think that really has driven my passion for making sure that people like our age know exactly what we need to do. And also the active adults, they can be educated and empowered. And so I think it's really important for several steps for children of aging parents is one, remember your parents' value. They have a life that they've lived that was full and wonderful. You may see them at that moment as someone that is in need or maybe fragile or scared or trepidatious about their next steps. But before us, they were individuals that had these full lives, full of adventure and fun, wonderful stories. They're still those people. And so we need to recognize that and give them the dignity that they deserve.
That's good.
It makes that transition so much easier when you can see them not just as mom and dad, but as a whole human being. And I think that's the most important part. And secondly, is making sure that you are patient with your parent, because it may be a season of life where there's a lot of transition. They may have lost their loved one. They may be facing health challenges. They may be thinking about moving out of their home that they've raised their children in and watched their grandkids during Christmas. That's pretty traumatic. And so we have to be patient as kids to make sure that we give them the support and the love and encouragement that they need in their time frame. The third thing that I would say is just make sure that you have open dialogue and communication with your parents. It's okay for you to be nervous and to be scared and excited, but sharing that with your parents, they're so used to being the one that has all the answers, right? And so now the tables have turned a little bit, and it's okay for them to know that this is a safe space, and now I can lean on my kids a little heavier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I would say that probably the best thing is learning that together this is a great journey for you to grow in your relationship together, because together you can learn to be educated about what options are available for you, and that in turn will empower your mom and dad to be able to make good and strong decisions for their future.
Yeah, that's a great word. Let me ask you just a question on that. So I know there's some folks probably listening on our podcast that maybe they're not quite to the stage of trying to make the decision of transitioning out of the residential home into a community like what Baptist Retirement Communities offers. What are some things that they can be thinking about as they're trying to decide, is now the time? You know, when is the time? Any tips or suggestions maybe you have picked up on through your years of working in the ministry? You say, hey, here's some things they need to think about.
Sure. You know, that last piece that I talked about is education and empowerment. And I think one thing that's very important and integral as you're aging is that you don't always have to make that first step and leave your home, but you can make your life in your home so much easier. And that means finding good resources and tips and tools that can help you age in place. And that's super important. One of the things that Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia is very, very consistent about is educating those that walk in our doors. It may not be the right time, but oftentimes what we found out is that it is the right time. And a lot of times senior adults wait till it's too late. And so they're bogged down with much of the care and responsibility of a large home and tied down. They're isolated. So that social engagement that is so crucial to your continued growth is really at a minimum. And so those are things that they need to be thinking about as they're looking at that next step in their life.
Yeah, and as y'all are working with folks, are there any resources that you would say, here's a website or a book or anything like that that comes to your mind that you'd say, hey, this might be something that folks like that are in this kind of situation in life might check out?
Sure. So there are many, many tools that you can use, especially the website. For myself, what I found out is that you could get an influx of information, but you don't know what's good and what's bad. And so to me, what's most important is leaning heavy on other senior living communities that are in your area, such as Baptist Retirement Communities. The reason why I say that is because day in and day out, our team, for instance, takes the time to do the research and vet those employees and companies that are centered around senior living. And so oftentimes, not only do we provide homes for aging adults, but we also have great resources. They don't always are ready to move in. Sometimes they just want to have a little bit of help with home care, or they want to know what's greatest and the best when it comes to technology for senior adults. We may not have all the answers, but most likely we have someone that does. And those connections and really vetted partnerships are invaluable to not only us and our tenants, but for other active adults.
Yeah, that's a great word. And just kind of thinking on that same subject, you know, I think maybe one of the big concerns that people have from leaving their home and moving into a community like yours may be the finances. Maybe you can talk just a minute or two just about, you know, what resources are out there. You know, just a little bit about the finances as far as making some of those decisions.
Sure. So most of the time when we have tenants or prospective tenants coming in, they are faced with looking for a new place to live, but they're typically on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different. They can't really gauge, I'm going to get a promotion or what are my finances in 3 years. They pretty much know. If they haven't planned properly, that can be, unfortunately, a challenge. For a lot of retired pastors and missionaries, especially connected with the Georgia Baptist Convention, there is Mission Dignity, which we really love to promote. But there's also opportunities by making sure that before they get to that next phase, and this is a great opportunity for kids to talk to parents about, is really estate planning and looking at ways that they can really establish a long-term track to make sure that they have a successful, well-lived time and season of that of their age, you know, whether it's 65 and up in retirement.
Yeah, maybe kind of along those same lines, you can help the audience understand. So, and maybe even help myself understand. So, give you for instance, when as my parents get older, you know, there's a when they move into say assisted living or a community like yours that's not full skilled nursing. When is it kind of their assets that are covering the costs, and when would Medicare or Medicaid or something that like that kick in? Because if I remember correctly, some of you are not really doing the full skilled nursing part of that. So where does that kind of transition with where the finances work out and what's their responsibility and what, you know, they may get some assistance from Medicare or Medicaid?
That's a great question, actually. And a lot of people are very confused about that.
Right.
So retirement living or senior living looks very different depending on what your needs are. And so there's typically three. So there's independent living, which is what Baptist Retirement Communities of Georgia offers, where you really don't need a lot of assistance other than anything that can help you age in place. Then there's looking at assisted living, where you probably need a little bit more intensive care, more than just having someone from home care stepping in to help you with active daily living skills like bathing or cooking. And then there's full-on skilled nursing, which means that you really need medical assistance 24/7.
Right.
What most people don't realize is that independent living is very different, and it is completely private pay. You do have assistance with Medicare when it comes to other services that may help you, such as physical therapy, occupational therapy, rehab. But when it comes to actual housing, it is strictly private pay.
Okay. Yeah. I think that is something a lot of folks don't realize. Now, and this may be something you can speak to or not speak to. I know, you know, in the last 10 years, really, the long-term care policies have become something that's been more and more popular. In that situation, it, does an individual have to be in some level of assisted care, you know, whether it be assisted living or first full skill, from what you have seen for some of those long-term policies to pick up and to take effect? Or do you know, have you kind of seen anything along those lines?
I have, and I think that early on in my career in senior living, it was more prevalent, especially with veterans benefits and long-term care policies. But what I've seen is a drastic change in the past 5 to 7 years.
Interesting.
I think that they're a little bit more stringent. And so really those policies don't really kick in as much unless it's full-scale assisted living.
Okay. Yeah, that's good for people to know as they're trying to make these decisions as well. Good. Anything else that, you know, just kind of comes to mind, say, as, you know, folks our age are trying to help parents walk through this journey that you think that might be helpful?
Sure. You know, I think it's really important that first and foremost is that really leaning heavy on the Lord. You know, he purposed our steps from the very first breath until our very last. And so having that trust and faith in Jesus that he's going to show you how to help your mom and dad make the right decisions is a great first step. Because the closer you are to the Lord and doing this in prayer together, the closer you're going to become with one another. And it makes that fear and anxiety pretty much diminish altogether. That's probably the first step. And again, leaning heavy on other industries that really are focused in senior living, use their expertise, leverage that, because that's what we're here for. We can't wait to serve.
Yeah, so along those lines, if, you know, if there's folks watching today or listening today to the podcast, if they've got questions or maybe they have an interest, I'm sure some of your staff might be available to try to help answer some questions and direct them to other resources, just depending upon what their unique situation is.
Absolutely. They're more than welcome to check us out on Facebook. That's probably one of the best ways to really view what we do day to day. We have a pretty active social media platform. We've got the website, so you could check us out at www.brcga.org. And then, of course, you're more than welcome to schedule a tour. We'd love to have you and spend some time with you and just educate you and allow you the opportunity to see what's available within senior living now. But most importantly, especially if you're not ready to move in just yet, look at ways that you could actually volunteer and connect with our communities.
Now, Shirlene, I know that y'all do a lot of different ministries there at the different communities, but one of the unique things that we've been able to be a part of at the Georgia Baptist Foundation is the Widows Fund that y'all have set up there for the Palmetto community. Do you mind just sharing with us and maybe with the audience a little bit about that and how that came to be and what it does?
Sure. You know, we all have different gifts and abilities, and especially as active aging adults, they still have a lot of value and worth and can give a lot to the community. And maybe they can't do it physically, but they can do it monetarily. Mm-hmm. And so what we've even found with specifically the Widows Fund is that some of our residents that come in and begin to get acclimated to the community and really see our communities as home and the residents as family have a heart for them. And there are often times where we do have individuals that come in that may be struggling. Maybe they've had a financial loss because their spouse has passed away. Mm-hmm. And the Widows Fund specifically is so important because we've had one particular resident that saw a need and met that need. And so they give money every single month by donations. And that money is used to be able to supplement incomes for those that are struggling financially. And such, it's such a beautiful ministry to see. And they're able to see it in real life, in real time, and see that those residents are being impacted by their willingness to sacrifice and give.
Yeah, at the Georgia Baptist Foundation, one of the great joys is that we get to help folks that have a heart to make a difference, like the Widows Fund. And I know they specifically used a unique giving kind of account called a donor advised fund to do that. Mm-hmm. Which allows them to make some gifts, get the tax benefit that they would with any type of regular charitable contribution, but it gives some flexibility to be able to help mm-hmm. the different individuals that may need some assistance with this Widows Fund. And so I know that's one of the things that we really have enjoyed being a part of and been able to help out with. Well, we appreciate so much you coming and being with us today and kind of sharing this information. We hope that the information's been helpful to those that are listening. I would like to just say a word to the audience that's listening as it relates to the Georgia Baptist Foundation. One of the things that Shirlene mentioned was having the estate plan and having your documents in order. And I won't go into a lot of detail on the estate plan piece. We may do that in another podcast. But one thing that I have found that I would just like to encourage those that are listening is that if your parents don't have updated power of attorneys, especially those healthcare documents, that is something that you strongly want to consider and make sure you get those in place. And our staff here at the Georgia Baptist Foundation would be more than happy to help you with that. And so if that's something that you've got a need, that's a way maybe we can help you as you're kind of walking through this process of trying to figure out how to best prepare and help your parents in this time of transition. Well, it's great to have you listening with us today. We hope this information has been valuable to you, and we hope you'll join us next time. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this conversation, please be sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast content so you don't miss an episode. At the Georgia Baptist Foundation, we exist to help churches and their members faithfully steward all that God has blessed them with while effectively leveraging their resources for kingdom purposes. We do this in two primary ways. First, we help individuals include gifts in their estate plans and provide assistance with establishing charitable annuities and trusts. Second, we offer long-term, morally screened investments that allow churches and ministries to better steward ministry dollars. If you want to learn more about how we can help you or your church do more with the resources God has blessed you with, contact us at our website at www.gbfoundation.org. Connect with us on social media as well to stay up to date with our latest podcast content, as well as news on educational events and opportunities.